And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the House of Wellness. Today, we're going to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. I'm Larry Emder with Sally Obermeter and Gerald Quigley. Good morning, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm back from the bush. And I've got to say, I was in Deniliquin last week.
Yes.
And I've got to say, it's the only place I've been in the last month where not everybody's sick with the flu. And I think it had something to do with your nostrils and ears are so clogged up with red dust that no germs can get through.
That's a good method, don't you think, Gerald?
Well, Sally, I think it's more to do with all that champagne you would have had drinking out of it, an R.M. Williams boot.
So you think no virus could have survived?
Absolutely no way. No,
there's the trick.
If you kiss him this morning, Sally, be careful.
I'm not that crazy.
So the trick is we're all moving to Deniliquin to stay well. But listen, I tell you what, just moving around, right?
Yes.
The airports, the shopping centres, Sal, we're in there at work, in here at the radio station, Gerald, everyone has been crooked. It's been a rotten season and everyone now is struggling to get back on track.
Well, the thing is that we want to be as well as we can, as quickly as we can. So we go through this stage, and if you've had the flu, I hope everything's okay. But even if you have a cold that knocks you, we want to be as well as we can, but we've just got to remember you've got to pace yourself as you get better. So go back to some basics. Plenty of sleep. My herb of choice in this is echinacea. Build up your immune system again. Just take it easy. Back off in your social program a bit. And then you'll be fine once it starts to warm up, which is happening now.
It's funny. You make a good point. We're really very quick to get back into, I guess, normal life. You want that period of being unwell to be as short as possible, don't you? You don't want to give yourself any
time. Come back
time.
And bite you, though, Sally, can't it? You see it in kids. They get sick. They get better. And on the way up, they're back and going at 100 miles an hour. And then they go back to where they were before.
Yeah.
And this has been a quirky flu season, hasn't it? Because sometimes we think, okay, I've got a flu, I'm out of action for a couple of days, and then I'm back on the tools.
Yeah. Yes.
But this one, there's something around that's just lingering and lingering. There's this horrible cough that goes with it, and it stays.
It lasts for a long time, sometimes up to 6 weeks or seven weeks. Yeah. Just a dry, constant, irritating cough that often hits you as you're talking. It's just been, and that seems to be happening more and more and more. Maybe it's the pace that we're all living on.
Yeah, right. And Sally, do you find, like me, unlike Gerald, because Gerald, Sally and I didn't finish pharmacological school.
Or start.
But do you find it confusing? When you go into the pharmacy or you go into the, where you're looking for these remedies and the choices are so many.
Bewildering. I'm never sure whether I should be in the kind of the natural herbal
section.
Should I do that, or should I be relying on my food to get my immune system up, or should I, at the slightest hint of a runny nose or something with the girls, should I be rushing in to get them just an over-the-counter medication, or should I take them to the doctor to get, antibiotics. It is. It's very hard to know what to do, and you don't want to make the wrong decision because you're sort of thinking, well, if I make the wrong decision and then it gets worse, I'm already a week behind, and then we're down the slippery slope.
Sal, the first thing to do is to take a deep breath.
But then she can't talk so quickly.
Take a deep breath. And look, this is where the role of a pharmacist has changed. That if you say to your parents, each of you, when we were crookers kids, what happened? And they'd say, well, we took you up to see Mr. Jones, and Mr. Jones helped us make a decision as to whether we would go A, B, or C, or whether perhaps we should evacuate because you were so infectious. So he or she would help make a decision. We've lost that facility, even though it's still there. So never underestimate the signpost qualities and the decision-making ability of your local pharmacist. And, it's free. It's an opportunity. Okay. Use their knowledge.
Good stuff. Can we talk more about this next week, Gerald? Because so many of our listeners now are struggling to get back on track and looking for the right remedies. Can we talk about it more next week?
Of course.
All right,
let's
do that. I have a copy, fresh off the press, of Sal's brand new book. It's called Super Green, Simple and lean. It could have been about us, Gerald. I'm simple and you're lean.
Absolutely. It is an autobiography.
Yes, it is a beautiful looking book, Sal, and we're getting a one of your recipes from it today.
Yeah, definitely. So I really wanted to share with you guys a new recipe, and I will from now on. All of
one
my recipes. This is one pot, because I sensed last week a little bit of resistance. Yep. Mm-hmm. I felt like you guys were really not that happy with me moving into the two pot region. So I've come back to the one pot. It is really delicious and it's going to be easy. And that's the whole thing about this book. It's easy recipes. It's not stuff that you need to go out and spend hundreds of dollars to buy ingredients for. Okay. And then you get home and go, I'll get a pizza.
Gerald and I were talking during the week. We're looking forward to you doing one disposable pot.
That'd be ideal.
That's called the KFC bucket.
131873 is our number, 131873. Gerald standing by to take all of your calls. Gerald, also we're talking today about what sort of nutrients we need to keep our knees and hips in good shape.
Well, we're always moving, aren't we? And that's the idea. But sometimes over winter, you tend to stiffen up. So we're going to talk briefly about some glucosamine, about some omega-3s, and we'll give a few simple messages on how to just keep our joints in good shape.
All right. A bit of a sporting flavour for us today in the House of Wellness. The National Basketball League kicked off this week. We're going to chat to Tommy Greer, the NBL's General Manager of Events and Programs, about the NBL Wellness Round and the Chemist Warehouse Sharp Shot Competition, where one lucky fan will have the chance to shoot for $100,000. And all eyes are on Bathurst today for the 60th running of the Bathurst 1000. We're going to cross to Macquarie Media's John Thompson, who is on the ground right there at Mount Panorama. And we'll also catch up with Ed Phillips, the host of the House of Wellness TV. We're taking your calls, a $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. All of our callers go into that draw. Give us a call, 131873. That's 131873.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. And Olay, look younger with Olay from Chemist Warehouse.
Give your skin the royal treatment with the luxurious Healthy Care Anti-Aging Gold Flake Face Serum. Its dual-function formula enhances skin hydration and prevents water loss, making the perfect companion during the cold and dry winter months. It also helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Let's face it, we all deserve a little gold in our life, don't we? So right now, you can get Healthy Care Anti-Aging Gold Flake Face Serum for only $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Help your body reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Give your skin the royal treatment with Healthy Care Anti-Aging Gold Flake Face Serum. Always read the label. Use only as directed, Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
131873 is our number on the House of Wellness. Please give us a call. Jan, good morning. What's your question for Gerald?
Good morning.
Hi, Jan.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
This has been going on for 6 weeks. I got a virus, which they established was a virus. Originally gave me some antibiotics, two lots, which did nothing.
No.
And I coughed solidly for 3 weeks. That seems to have gone slightly, but now no energy.
No.
Completely lost my sense of taste.
Jan, a couple of things, and this recovery, which will be our discussion topic for next week. In the meantime, please go and get some zinc. The part of our brain that really functions for taste and smell needs zinc.
Yep.
And when you're fighting a virus, a lot of your zinc reserves get depleted. So go and get some zinc, and there's a lot of different brands around, just one per day, and also some isotonic saline to just irrigate any residual mucus out of your nose. So two things, and look, you'll be surprised. Things will come back quite quickly. From an energy perspective, have a look around. There's lots of these old-fashioned tonics around, Jan. You know, you and I probably grew up with those, but they've fallen out of favour. These youngsters here don't understand that. All it is, it just helps just re-nourish your whole system, and obviously drink plenty of water, get plenty of rest, and you'll come good very quickly.
All right, good luck with that, Jan. And next week on the House of Wellness, Gerald's going to run us through some how we get back on track and all the remedies available, and there are plenty.
We might talk about tonics.
Yeah, well, that's the old-fashioned
tonic. Before your time, you two.
Ye oldie-fashioned tonic. Now, the highly anticipated National Basketball League got underway this week, and once again, Chemist Warehouse is partnering with the National Basketball League, making the start of the 2017-18 season with the NBL Wellness Round, giving fans the chance to win $100,000. Sounds fantastic. To find out more about this fabulous opportunity, we're joined by Tommy Greer, NBL's General Manager of Events and Programs. Tommy, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me, mate.
Oh, great to talk to you. Now, this year marks the 40th anniversary of the NBL season. What a season it's going to be.
Oh, mate, absolutely. I mean, the 39th year was good enough, wasn't it?
What's a ripper.
So, look, I mean, it really is set to be a fantastic year for the NBL. The talent that has been brought back from last season into this season is absolutely incredible, and a few star imports have been added to that list as well.
Now, the reigning champions are the Perth Wildcats. Are they still the ones to watch?
Look, I think they are. A lot of people have their money on Melbourne United at the moment. They've gone out and got themselves an absolutely stacked roster, including one of the Perth Wildcats' best players in Casey Prather. So there's a fair bit of money going towards them, but I still think Perth Wildcats are the team to beat. They've got the best backcourt in the NBL, in the best defender, Damian Martin, and one of the best offensive scorers, Bryce Cotton. So I think they're still the team to beat.
Tommy, unlike this pair that were out partying last night, I actually watched the Wildcats and the Bullets. How exciting in Perth, and what a crowd. Perth just seemed to attract every local possible, which must make it really uncomfortable for any team visiting. So what a way to start in Perth.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they call it the jungle over there, and I can speak from experience as a former player. So it was always miserable when you had to get not only the flight, but you've got to cop all the abuse from those Perth fans. But it's fantastic. They do a great job. They fill it up. I think they had record crowds last night for that game with a packed house, the first game of the season. And, you know, they're going for the three-peat. They've won two in a row now, and they're the team to beat. So everyone in Western Australia is pretty excited.
Yeah, now, Tommy, we notice a game scheduled for Christmas Eve, Boxing Day and New Year's Eve. The lengths you are going to keep these guys away from the party scene is phenomenal. But these are going to be this is a great opportunity for families to get out on those, you know, on those special days and have a ripper day.
Oh, absolutely. And we've tried to time these games appropriately as well, so you can still get home and have that family time. But, you know, it's got kind of based on that American sports model.
Yes.
Where they've really bought into that concept, and something that I'm sure will take a little bit of time to build. But, you know, it is a good opportunity for families to get out, do something together on Christmas and these holidays, spend some time with the family, do something a bit interesting.
Yeah. Now, Tommy, one lucky fan's actually going to have the chance to win $100,000. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So across this first round, the Chemist Warehouse Wellness Round, at every game, fans have been afforded the opportunity to shoot for $10,000, and then one lucky person will get the opportunity to shoot for that hundred grand later on in the season.
Wow. Can Larry and I get a bit closer?
way
away.
And use a ladder?
maybe I could get on your shoulders, Larry.
You are absolutely not getting anywhere near my shoulders in your Lycra basketball shorts, Gerald.
Well, we can't make it too easy for him, because I think Chemist Warehouse has managed to give away a couple of $3,000 hits to people who have knocked it down from the three-point line. So there's been a little bit of success already.
Great. Good stuff, Tommy. It is going to be a fabulous season, no doubt. We'll be speaking to you more throughout. Thanks for joining us this morning on the House of Wellness. Have a great day.
Good on you guys. Thanks.
All right, that's Tommy Greer there, NBL's General Manager of Events and Programs. Certainly is going to be a fantastic season ahead. A couple more calls now. Audrey, good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness. What's your question for Gerald?
Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Gerald. I'm 91 years old.
Good for you.
And lost my taste buds, and I've lost my appetite as well.
Fairly common, Audrey, over time, and it's very important from a nutritional perspective that you try and regain those. So, look, I mentioned to Jan, our first caller, zinc. Zinc is the thing that, for all sorts of reasons, we never seem to have enough of, and it controls taste and smell. It just helps you, if you can smell and taste and appreciate food, your willingness to actually eat becomes much more enjoyable. There are a number of if you pop in to your local pharmacy, and there's a number of things that you can use as a shake, Audrey, that you use as well as the food you eat. So these are little powders that you mix in water. You can add some yogurt and some fruit and things. Have your three meals a day, but use this as a morning and afternoon tea. It's a great way to just give you some strength.
Okay.
But don't forget the zinc as well. Take that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Audrey.
Bye. All right, Audrey, thank you very much for calling in. 131-873 is our number, 131-873. Sal, I'm just flicking through your new book, Simple and Lean, Super Green. And I just wondering if you named some of these after us. The Annihilator. Is that after Gerald?
That's Gerald's, yes.
Yeah, okay. And am I the Brussels sprout princess bowl?
Oh, lovely. How fitting is that?
Look, I'm not, I can't say. I can't disclose. My lawyer will be in big trouble if I tell. But yes, look, it's very possible.
It's very possible. All right, we'll be back with The Annihilator and Sal right after this quick break on The House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. And Olay, look younger with Olay from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, it's time to save big and win big at Chemist Warehouse right now. Selected Swiss products are all half price, but wait, there is more. Swiss are giving you the chance to win $1 million to enter. Yes, $1 million. I didn't read that wrong. That's right. $1 million. To enter, simply purchase any Swiss product at Chemist Warehouse before October 12. Register your details at chemistwarehouse.com.au/SwissWin. And don't miss out on your chance to win $1 million thanks to Swiss. Head in store today and live healthy, be happy with Swiss. Always read the label. Use only as directed. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. T's and C's apply. See website for all those details. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, it is warming up, thank goodness. It's been a cold, long winter, hasn't it? We're out and about more. We want to keep moving because Gerald and Sally and Larry on the House of Wellness keep telling us to get out and about more. Mm-hmm. But we need to prepare our bodies for that clearly, Gerald. What nutrients are we looking at when we're talking about hips and knees and keeping them in good shape?
There are a couple that are really important, Larry. The one that is probably the most important is called glucosamine. So we all know what cartilage is. It's the stuff that helps keep the joint functioning. But glucosamine helps rebuild, stimulates cartilage production. So it's like the building blocks of cartilage. And it also stops the enzymes from breaking down cartilage as we age. October 12th, so that's, I think, Thursday. Not sure why we celebrate arthritis, but it's World Arthritis Day. Mm. And here's an opportunity to just maybe change how your knees are going. So if they're clicking and you wake up in the morning, they're a bit stiff and sore, glucosamine and omega-3. There's been a lot of research done just recently on the benefits of krill oil and osteoarthritis. So speak to your pharmacist, about 1,000 milligram once or twice a day, and some glucosamine, 1,500 milligram a day. It's feeding the joints, and that's what we're trying to do.
Gerald, is it only krill oil, or would any oil help?
Well, fish oil, Sally, is probably the one of choice, but I have some issues with the sustainability of fish. Krill, and I know we worry about the whales, but the harvesting of krill is very strictly controlled, yes. And they take a tiny bit. So flaxseed oil is another one, but you've got to be able to convert flaxseed in your body to the particular components that we need to absorb. If that's an efficient system within an individual, then it works well. Or maybe if you're vegetarian, flaxseed oil is the way to go. Yeah. But oils are oils. Like that old Castrol ad used to say, oils ain't oils. Oh, yeah. Oils are oils, but really it's the omega-3 marine-based oils which are the most effective.
And I couldn't help but notice on page 87 of Sal's book, the glucosamine and broccoli soup.
Oh, there you are.
Which
good for cartilage.
With a dash of krill oil over the top.
All right, we'll take some calls now, 131-873. Jan, you have a question for Gerald this morning.
Hi, Jan. You there,
Hello?
Jan? Hello, Jan.
Yes, I'm 63 years old and I've recently had a hip replacement.
Okay.
It was a posterior hip replacement.
Okay, and it's gone well?
I dislocated 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'm under a physiotherapist, I'm doing exercise, and I'm just wondering if there's anything more I can do to aid my recovery, basically.
Well, look, and it's movement. I just mentioned glucosamine there, Jan,
yes.
And look, it's a joint feeder, so that's worth looking at. Omega-3 oils, again, worth looking at. And if just remember with your exercises through the physio, it's got to be comfortable. Anything that hurts, don't forget to mention, because good communication is important. But those two nutrients especially are just a way of supporting the joint movement as you're getting back into the swing of things. So I hope that recovery goes really, really well.
And vitamin D?
Vitamin D is good. Yeah, D is good anyway, because sometimes after you've been through surgery, your immune system can take a bit of a hit. So vitamin D, 1,000 units capsules, Jan, and have two at a time, not one.
1,000 units.
1,000 units, yeah. They're the ones that are available. Capsules, not tablets, two at a time.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thanks, Jan. Thanks for your call. Sally, just a little while ago, Gerald was, saying that there's some ye olde things back in the ye olden days that you and I don't understand, Sal, as it turns out. So Ian's got a question for us on this. Ian, good morning.
Hello, Ian.
Oh, good morning, all.
Good morning.
Garrett.
Yes.
I used to take, well, I still do, 10 years or so ago, there was a Vicks product called First Defence.
Yeah, I can remember that, Ian, but it's gone for some reason or other.
Yeah, I don't know why, because it works.
Well, yes, I know. Maybe we don't want products that work, Ian, I'm not sure. And that's a facetious comment. Look, companies make these decisions for various reasons, and usually the dollar rules. So if something sells, they keep it going. If it doesn't have an impact in the market, they replace it. But from memory, Ian, it was one of these things that at the first sign of congestion you used.
Yes.
And is that a fair description?
Yes, exactly. Tickled in the throat.
Yes. That's right. And we tend to these days go to saline, so strictly isotonic saline that has no preservative.
Yep.
And what that does is clear up any of the congestion that starts to form in your nose. So maybe that's an option for you. I certainly go to that option every time, and I see great results with that. So isotonic saline without a preservative.
Oh, I have that as well. That's
good on you. Well, then, and the secret is, I think, Ian, and Kilmore can be a little bit cold in the winter, I might add. The secret is to get into it early enough. The first little sign of any nasal congestion, get cracking on that saline.
Yes. Oh, I still have the First Defence. I get people going to England.
Yes, you can buy it in the UK. Yeah, you certainly can. So yes, you could get in the black market. Yeah.
It's wonderful, wonderful stuff. Now, second, I've got another point I want to talk to you about. About 20 years or so ago, probably more, I was diagnosed with rotator cuff syndrome on my right shoulder, and I was recommended to have surgery. Anyway, I was listening to you one weekend, as you do now, you're on 3IW those days, and I took your voice about, to just mention a minute ago, about glucosamine and fish oil. Well, I couldn't lift my arm above my shoulder. I don't have any problems, any pain, nothing anymore. I'm 75, ex-military, and I don't have any problems.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Ian. That's the sort of results we see, and it doesn't happen overnight. You've just got to be patient, and it will work. But that's a good endorsement of what we just talked about.
It is.
Thanks, Ian. Right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ian. Thank you very much for your call. Good luck with the illegal importation.
Yes. Well, I was more concerned that Ian said 20 years ago he was listening to me on the radio.
Yeah, that was a great call. Yeah. All right, thanks, Ian. We're going to take a quick break here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. And Olay, look younger with Olay from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, introducing Neuromol. It combines the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, in one tablet. Just one tablet of Neuromol provides more effective and longer-lasting pain relief than two 500-milligram tablets of regular paracetamol. For superior pain relief, make the switch to Neuromol, combining the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, in one tablet. Right now, at Chemist Warehouse, Neuromol 12s, just $4.99. Always read the label. Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Incorrect use could be harmful. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
This super cheap auto Bathurst 1000 update brought to you by Fox Sports. Exclusive Bathurst channel on Fox Sports this week. And Hino Trucks, proud sponsor of Supercars.
Well, all eyes are on Bathurst today. Super exciting day as supercar drivers take to Mount Panorama to conquer the mountain. This year marks the 60th running of this fantastic race. Macquarie Media's John Thompson is on the ground at Bathurst. John, good morning to you. A little bit of rain around potentially.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Good morning to you too. It's very overcast here and it's very cool. It's got that sort of rain feel in the air. They've been predicting rain all week up here. Ironically, of course, we know how dry it's been across New South Wales and they reckon there's going to be quite a dump of rain today. So not great for sort of fast racing, but it's certainly going to provide some excitement today, I'm sure.
Well, how's the atmosphere?
Oh, the atmosphere is fantastic, Sally. Yeah, it's terrific. It always is. This is the one of the few tracks in Australia where when I drive into town, I see that Mount Panorama sign and the hairs rise on the back of my neck. It's just such an exciting racetrack. It's so, the rise and fall of the place, the crowds that throng in, you know, when you drive over the hill from the central part of Bathurst and see the pit area with all of the massive transporters and all of the campers and all of the colour and spectacle that's there. It is a fantastic atmosphere. And it's really motorsports grand final in Australia.
Yes. What sort of crowds there, John?
It's past forms to go by. Look, certainly Friday and Saturday, I was amazed at how many people were here early.
Yes.
The car parks were just about full on Friday morning by about 10 o'clock. Same yesterday. I would have to guess there'll be more than 50,000 people today.
Gee.
And the drivers, this is really the day. 52 drivers all upright. They would have this marked on the calendar a year ahead and cross off every day as it gets closer.
Well, of course, with the Supercar Championship now, there's the regular drivers that have a drive in the championship, the 26 drivers that pilot those cars in all of the rounds of the championship. For this round particularly, and Sandown 2 weeks ago, they're endurance rounds, so you've got to have two drivers. So one of the things that happens is there's this sort of jockeying to try and get that second seat. You know, the drivers in the lower tiers, the drivers in other categories, that are really looking for that drive at Bathurst, because this is the holy grail for Australian motorsport.
It's a very similar system to the one we have here on the House of Wellness. That's why there are three people here. So when one of us gets tired, the other just starts talking. It's like a lap.
Yeah, that's right. Tag teaming, we call it. John, is there a favourite who's set to take out the race, or is there a couple of favourites?
Yeah, there's probably a couple of favourites, Sally. It's very difficult, always difficult to judge this race. This is the most unpredictable race in terms of conditions, in terms of what can happen out there. It's 1,000 kilometres, 161 laps. But you've got to say that Scott McLaughlin in the team DJR Falcon clearly so far shattered the track record yesterday afternoon in the top 10 shootout. The first driver ever to lap here under 2 minutes and 4 seconds. He's almost half a second close. Faster than the guy next to him on the front row of the grid, David Reynolds. And he's been the form driver all year. He leads the Supercar Championship coming in here. He's got a really strong package. He's got Alex Premer, a French saloon car driver and an open wheeler driver alongside him, who's driven here a number of times and is very experienced, very fast. As a package, that team is very good. They also have this great backup. They've got an engineer in the team who used to be with the 888 Red Bull team, a guy called Ludo Lacroix, a French guy, who is a great strategist. He often is able to make a team zig when everyone else is zagging and get an advantage with pit stops or things like that.
Mm.
So as much as anyone could be a favourite, I think Scott McLaughlin has to be. You can never discount the 888 team. Shane Van Gisbergen will start from sixth in his Holden. David Reynolds alongside on the front row.
Okay.
I think they might struggle a bit because of the tyre wear, but, you know, look, anything can happen and probably will this afternoon.
All right, we look forward to anything happening this afternoon. And I'm not sure how into motor racing Sal is, but she loves hearing you say French engineers' names.
Yes, that's right.
So, John Thompson on the ground there for the great race today at Mount Panorama. Thank you very much for talking to us here on the House of Wellness.
Au revoir.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. And Olay, look younger with Olay from Chemist Warehouse.
So, you grind or clench your teeth when you sleep. You might be suffering from headaches, jaw pain, and causing damage to your teeth. The Night Guard is a convenient and affordable way to protect against teeth grinding while you sleep. Just order your DIY impression kit at thenightguard.com.au, send it back, and the Night Guard's qualified dental technicians will make your custom guard in their state-of-the-art lab in Melbourne. The Night Guard costs from just $129.95. Compare that to paying up to $1,000 at a dental clinic. Fast, free delivery with a 7-day money-back guarantee. The Night Guard. Protect your teeth from the daily grind. Order your custom guard today at thenightguard.com.au. That's night with a K. thenightguard.com.au.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
He has got that beautifully pressed shirt on and he's racing to the TV studio. Ed Phillips, House of Wellness TV on 7.2 in just a few minutes. Good morning, mate.
Hi there. I earned it myself, to be honest.
Oh, no one believes that. There is nobody who heard you say that.
Actually, Ed, as one of your regulars, it looks like it.
Hey, Ed. Ed, we love Susie Burrell. She's always full of some fantastic facts. She's on your show today.
Yeah, Susie's clever. She's coming in first to talk about exposing the sugar sweet poison, as we know it, and how bad it really is for our kids. And then she's running out. She's got twins, because then we've got all the crew's kids coming in, and it's kid wrangling day. Now, we thought, this is just going to get out of control, so there'll be lots of kids on set. Who else better to control them all than Commando Steve?
I thought you were going to say Gerald Quigley.
No. Well, I'm more concerned about... Now, we've had Zorro, but we've got Wicked today, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got a dog coming in to discuss how great it is to have a pet, not just for us grown-ups, but how it makes our kids better grown-ups as well. Okay. So we'll discuss that with our vet, Julie Summerfield, who's in as well. We'll look into the effects of technology, how it's integrated into our daily routines. Lynette Bolton will do that experiment. And Dr. Ali Walker is in with us. She's the social scientist supremo. Anxiety is starting to ramp up in all our teens now, guys, with the final year exams not too far away. So we'll look at ways to combat that. And how to fuel up our kids too, make veggies our best friends with Cordon Bleu train chef Zoe Pullen as well. So there's plenty coming, including the dapper Gerald Quigley answering more of your questions. So we'll set to go in a few minutes, guys.
Who doesn't iron his own shirts?
House of Wellness on 7-2 in just a few minutes. Ed Phillips, thanks for that.
Magnificent, guys. See you soon.
See you soon. Sally's Simple Swish recipes now from this fantastic new book, Super Green, Simple and Lean, 140 smoothie, salad and bowl recipes. Sal, great book. Congratulations. Just out.
Thank you. Just out this week. We've worked on it furiously, Maha, my sister and I.
Yeah.
It's basically... It's the way we like to cook, really simple, fast. I'm really big on kind of having meals on the table within sort of 20 to 30 minutes. I'm not one for kind of slaving away for hours on end, nor for using hundreds of dollars worth of ingredients that you'll never use again. It needs, for me, it needs to kind of tick a couple of boxes. It needs to be fast. It's got to be simple. And if you are trying to stay healthy, obviously, or lose a few kilos, that it ticks that kind of lean box. That for me is important. So I thought I'd do today for you guys the Asian kazoo. Kazoodle salad.
Kazoodle, isn't that a dog?
Yeah, it is. It's one of those mixture of dogs.
Thomas, guys, it is not that. It's not what it is.
Right.
It's veggies that you... So zoodles are basically, they originally started, they're zucchini noodles. So they, I don't know if you've ever seen one of those spiralizer, cool little gadget things. They're great. And because they actually make the vegetables so small, they make it really tasty because it allows lots of sauce to get through. Now, I'm big on sauce, right? There's no point eating vegetables unless they're covered in some kind of flavor. You need flavor.
Oh, thank you, Manu.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Where's the sauce?
Yeah, where's the sauce? He is my soul brother, Manu.
Yes.
Because that, for me, is what it's about. Like, you can put a pile of vegetables together, but unless you've got some sauce, then it's nothing.
Right.
So this, for me, is zucchini, carrot, cabbage, kale, and some capsicum. Now, you can spiralize them. You can use a vegetable peeler if that's what you want. And then it's the dressing is where the flavor is. So it's like fish sauce, soya sauce, some lime juice. I use sesame seeds, and then I use rice malt syrup. Now, rice malt syrup, if you're not familiar with it, is a sugar substitute, but it's healthy. It's really good for you. So that is going to – you put that together, and let me tell you, you will lick the bowl, in one bowl, by the way.
Oh, so you don't even have to wash the bowl.
You don't even wash the bowl.
It's
delicious. I promise you. Perfect for kind of spring. It uses all the vegetables that you want. And I explain in the book, you know, what vegetables to put together or how to make it taste great. There's dressings for everything, everything, because that's what's important.
Mm. Isn't it becoming complicated? We're talking now spiralizing, Larry, for heaven's sake.
I know.
Spiralizing in cooking.
There's two things I can't do with spiralizing. I can't do it and I can't spell it. But those gadgets are good. And what I did notice in the supermarket the other day is that you can buy spiralized zoodles.
You can. So if you don't even want to do it yourself, guess what? They do the carrot, they do the zucchini for you. It's simple, it's easy, and it's actually really yummy.
And when you get that flavour going, Sal, the kids don't even know they're eating well.
They don't know. And, you know, even for us adults, let's face it, we don't love vegetables, but that's why I say sauce is everything, flavour is everything, because if you make it taste good, you don't mind doing it.
Yep. All right, good stuff. Perfect. Thank you, Sal. Super Green, Simple and Lean. Gerald, our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher.
Goes this morning, Larry, to Audrey, our 91-year-old who's all over technology, obviously. Audrey, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse with our best wishes.
Yeah. Yes, good stuff. We had some lovely calls today. Mm. Thank you for all of that. We look forward to more of your calls next week. Gerald, as we mentioned at the top of this show, it's affecting so many of our listeners. Everybody, wherever you walk now, shopping centres, airports, buses, trains, wherever you're going, yes, everyone has either got the flu or trying to recover.
Or trying to spread it.
Or trying to spread it. So next week, as things warm up and we all try and get back on track, we're going to talk remedies, right?
We will.
All right. So all of that ahead. And Michelle Bridges is going to have some tips to help us get summer ready. It seemed like only yesterday we were talking about getting ready for last summer. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Thank you, Sally Obermeter.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going home to shred my zoodle. Yeah. Look up how to spell kazoodle.
Or you can pat it.
Yes. Thank you, Gerald Quigley.
Okay. Thanks, bye, Larry. Everybody. See you, Sal.
Thanks, everybody, for your calls. We'll see you next time on The House of Wellness. Bye-bye.